You're listening to Qalam Institute's podcast. Visit us on the web at qalaminstitute.org and join us on Facebook at facebook.com/Qalam Institute.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Ali Dati, Adim Sifati, Sami Simati Kabir Shan, Jalil al Qadir, Rafi' al Dhikri, Muta'i al Amri, Jalil al Burhan, Faqim al Ismi, Ghazil al Ilmi, Wasil al Hilmi, Kathir al Ghufran. جميل الثناء جزيل العطاء مجيب الدعاء عميم الإحسان سريع الحساب شديد العقاب أليم العذاب عزيز السلطان ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في الخلق والأمر ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله المبعوث إلى الأسود والأحمر المنعوت بشرح الصدر ورفع الذكر وصلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين هم خلاصة العرب العرباء وخير الخلائق بعد الأنبياء أما بعد فيا أيها الناس وحدوا الله فإن التوحيد رأس الطاعات واتقوا الله فإن التقوى ملاك الحسنات وعليكم بالسنة فإن السنة تهدي إلى الإطاعة ومن أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى وإياكم والبدعة فإن البدعة تهدي إلى المعصية ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل وغوى وعليكم بالإحسان فإن الله يحب المحسنين ودعوه فإنه مجيب الداعين واستغفروه يمددكم بأموال وبنين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإن يمسسك الله بضر فلا كاشف له إلا هو وإن يمسسك بخير فهو على كل شيء قدير. Each and every single one of us, every human being walking the face of this earth experiences some level of adversity. And that is part of the human experience and the human existence. And talking within the realm of even being Muslim, no Muslim is an exception to this either. Each and every single one of us deals with some type of difficulty or adversity. We all have something in our lives that is troubling us, that is bothering us. And maybe we've been dealing with it for an extended period of time. There's something that we've wanted, that we've needed for a very, very long time. But we continue to struggle with that, and oftentimes it can begin to have an adverse effect on our faith, on our iman, on our spirituality, on our relationship with Allah after some time. Because we don't know how to make sense of it anymore. We don't know how to deal with that situation any longer. What I wanted to talk about today in the khutbah, I wanted to talk about what normally we would call dua, supplication, but I want to talk about it at a very, very basic human level. And so I'm going to refer to dua and supplication as talking to Allah, talking to God. You know, whenever you experience something very traumatic, very tragic, or there's something that maybe has been an ongoing problem, but there are points in times, situations where it seems as if it's harder to deal with today than it's been in the past. Without exception, human beings, people, at that time we have someone we turn to. We have somebody that we go and we talk to. It can be your best friend, maybe it's your wife, maybe it's your husband, maybe it's your brother or parent or whoever it is. There's someone that you go to and you talk to. And you call them up, you ask them that you need to see them, and you sit with them and you talk to them. And your purpose of talking to them is to unload, is to find comfort, tranquility, solace, peace, to share that burden with someone else. And it feels like, and we literally call it in English, we say, I need to get something off my chest. I need to get something off my chest. And it's very therapeutic. Now, talking to that person doesn't necessarily always fix your problem. You're looking for a job. And today, it's more stressful than it's been the last 3 months that you've been looking for a job. So you tell your friend, I really got to talk to you today. I have to meet with you today. And you meet up with your friend after Jumu'ah for lunch. And you just talk to your friend. Man, it's been so stressful. It's been so difficult trying to find a job. 3 months I've been going around. I've been doing whatever I can. But I just can't seem to find any work. And when you leave that conversation, it's not like you got a job. But you naturally just feel better because you were able to get it off your chest. You were able to talk to someone about it. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the story of Zakariya alayhi salam, who is a prophet of Allah, a prophet of God. But again, I want to talk about this again from the very human level. So from the human perspective, Zakaria alayhi salam is an old man. Not just some ordinary old man, what a 20-year-old might consider old. No, he's a very, very old man. He says himself, he describes himself how old he is. I'll get to that in just a minute. And the narrations in the tafasir tell us that he was 70, 80, 90 plus years old. An extremely old man. And his wife is old. And the one thing that has been lacking in his life, his entire life, is that they have not had children. He's never experienced the pleasure, the joy of having a child. And this is something that has lingered. This is something that has remained with him. And it's troubled him. And it pains him. And he desires a child. He wants, he needs a child. And so what he does is, Surah Maryam, Surah number 19, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes to us, إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ. First Allah tells us, ذِكْرُ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّكَ عَبْدَهُ زَكَرِيَّا. This is a reminder about how the mercy of your Lord, your Master, came to the rescue of his slave Zakaria. إِذْ, remember when, نَادَى رَبَّهُ نِدَاءً خَفِيَّا. When Zakaria cried out to his Lord Allah, he didn't just make dua. The word nida implies that he cried out. He spoke from his heart. He poured his heart out. And he cried out before Allah. Khafiyan, quietly, secretively, privately, intimately. So the first thing is that too often a predicament, a problem is that we have Allah. Allah is sami'u du'a. He's constantly, all the time there to listen to anyone who might need to talk to him, who might need to speak to him, who might have some trouble that they need to get off their chest. Allah is always there to listen to us. But too often we've turned dua into some very, very formal affair. It's become extremely formal, where we can only say certain things, and we can only do it at certain times, and we can only do it in a certain manner, and it needs to be done very, very formally, as if you're making a business call. But no, we're seeing in the example of Zakaria alayhi salam, he's crying, he's screaming. So if you feel like you need to cry, go ahead and cry. If you feel like you need to scream, go ahead and scream. Say what needs to be said. This is Allah. There's nothing that He doesn't already know. There's nothing that He can't handle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can handle everything. He knows everything. Cry out before Allah like Zakaria did. Khafiyan. And then do it privately, intimately, quietly. You know, if you, like what I was talking about earlier, that same example is going to continue on. If you are feeling very emotionally troubled, and you text message your friend and you said, I need to talk to you, call me right away when you get this message. And your friend calls you when you're sitting here in the masjid. You're sitting in the middle of a group of people. Do you take that call and start pouring your heart out to your friend in front of everyone else? No. And if you can't, you go outside, you go sit in your car, you find a private corner. And if you can't get privacy, then you say, I will have to talk later, I'll have to call you back. Why? Because when you find that intimate, that private setting, you're able to really, truly pour your heart out. And like I said, cry if you need to cry. Scream if you need to scream. Do whatever needs said, when say what needs to be said. So Zakaria alayhi salam quietly, privately finds a moment with Allah. Which is all the time, anytime. And he cries out and he pours his heart out to Allah. And what does he say? Rabbi inni wahana al'azmu minni washa'ala ra'su shayba. He explains his plight, he states his plight. He says, look Allah, my condition is so desperate. State your desperation. What exactly is your situation? He says, my bones are falling apart. My bones have become weak. My head is going white. I'm dying here, Allah. I'm getting old. I need a child. I want a child. So state your condition before Allah, because again, there's nothing Allah doesn't already know. But when you state it, when you cry it out before Allah, it shows your level of desperation. It is you truly connecting with Allah. But then don't forget one thing, وَلَمْ أَكُمْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّي شَقِيَّا. But then when you do talk to your best friend and you confide in him, what do you tell your best friend? Thanks for meeting with me, man. Thanks for talking to me. I was really, really desperate. I was falling apart here. But then what do you tell your friend? You know, man, you've always been there for me. You've always been there for me. I know I can count on you. I know I can talk to you. I know you'll make time for me. When you talk to Allah, let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala know, oh Allah, I'm struggling here. I'm struggling here, O Allah. But then at the same time, also acknowledge the fact, but O Allah, you've always taken care of me. وَلَمَّا كُنْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّ شَقِيَّ. You've always taken care of me, O Allah. I have never regretted talking to you, O Allah. You have always taken care of me and you will continue to take care of me. I firmly believe that, O Allah. وَلَمَّا كُنْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّ شَقِيَّ. And then he says, وَإِنِّي خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِيَ مِنْ وَرَائِي وَكَانَتْ إِمْرَأَتِي عَاقِرًا فَهَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا. He says, I'm not very confident about the people I'm leaving behind. So what's the problem? For him it was, I'm not confident in the people I'm leaving behind. And my wife has been unable to bear a child. All these years we've tried, we've struggled, we haven't been able to have children. فَهَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيَّا. So give me as a gift a child that I will be able to rely and depend upon. Now look what Zakariya is asking for. I told you earlier, this is a 70, 80, 90 plus year old man. This is an extremely old man, and his wife has a history of not being able to bear children. There is no logical explanation, there is no logical understanding of him being able to have a child, and there's no logic to him even asking for a child. We would normally say, that's not an appropriate dua. You're asking for something that's impossible. Really? We're talking to Allah. Nothing's impossible for Allah. And Zakariya alayhi salam, understanding that, look what he says, فَهَبْنِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيَّ. Oh Allah, give me a child. Because you're completely capable of doing so, oh Allah. You have no limits, you have no boundaries. When you talk to Allah, understand that there are no limits. Pour your heart out in front of Allah and ask whatever it is that you need from Allah. Allah can and will take care of you. فَهَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيَّا. He goes on to talk about the child, what type of a child he wants. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does what? He says, يَا زَكَرِيَّا إِنَّا نُبَشِّرُكَ بِغُلَامٍ. Zakariya, congratulations, you're going to have a son. SubhanAllah. Congratulations, you're going to have a son. Again, look at law. This defies all logic. This defies the laws of nature. But what we have to remember is that logic that we extract from the observations that we make in this world, those laws of nature that we refer to, who established them? Who put them into place? Allah did. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, He can defy all these laws of nature. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can defy what we might consider to be logic, because to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there are no limits, there are no laws, there are no boundaries. Allah can do whatever He likes, however He likes, whenever He likes, for whomsoever He likes. Allah will take care of anyone. And we need to understand that, we need to comprehend that. Like I said again, it doesn't matter what your struggle is. If it's the economy and you don't have a job, Allah will take care of you. But you have to confide in Allah. You have to go and talk to Allah. The way you've been talking to your friend, the way you've been crying to your spouse, talk to Allah. If it is an emotional, a personal struggle, Allah will take care of it. But we gotta learn to talk to Allah. And then Allah doesn't just say you're gonna have a son. But He says, لَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ سَمِيَّا. He'll be unlike any other son anyone's ever had. He'll be a son of a caliber that people have never seen the likes of before. And then Zakariya, and this is the dialogue between him and Allah, that out of, to savor the moment, to relish the moment, that Allah is giving him such a miracle, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fulfilling his request and his dua, he says, أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي غُلَامٍ. How is it possible for me to have a son? وَكَانَتْ إِمْرَأَتِي عَاقِرًا وَقَدْ بَلَغْتُ مِنَ الْكِبَرِ عِتِيًّا. My wife has been unable to bear children even when she was young. And I've become extremely, extremely old. It makes no sense for me to have a son. But you're still going to give me a son, O Allah? Now we need to read this, we need to understand this. That no matter how illogical it might seem, Allah can and will take care of us. And then look what Allah says, قَالَ كَذَلِكَ. He says, just like that. That's how things work. That's how things work. You ask Allah, you turn to Allah, you confide in Allah, you connect with Allah, and Allah takes care of you. That's the system, that's the process, that's how these things work. Huwa alayya haygin. Allah says, that's not a big deal for me. You're dealing with Allah. No task is too tall for Allah. No job is too big for Allah. Nothing is out of Allah's reach and grasp. You're dealing with Allah. That's another thing. When we talk to Allah, when we ask Allah, when we make dua to Allah, we need to make sure that we don't do it thinking about our own limitations, or our own needs, or what is practical in terms of the worldly sense. When you talk to Allah, when you ask Allah for something, do it keeping in mind who Allah is. Who Allah is. Doesn't matter how flawed you are, it doesn't matter how limited your circumstances are, it doesn't matter how impossible the scenario might seem, nothing is impossible for Allah. You are dealing with Allah. قَادِرَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. He's capable of doing anything and everything. That's who you're dealing with. So when you ask Allah based on who Allah is, not based on your circumstances. Ask Allah based on who Allah is. Allah says, وَقَدْ خَلَقْتُكَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَلَمْ تَكُ شَيْئًا. He said, Zakariya, where did you come from? You were nothingness at one time. I gave you existence. That's a miracle in and of itself. So there needs to be no shock, no surprise when I'm promising you another miracle. Because your existence in and of itself is a miracle. Take a look at everything else in your life. You might have one struggle in your life, but take a look at everything else in your life. There's so many miracles manifest all around you. We just need to open our eyes sometimes. Who is Allah? That's a big part of this equation. Understanding who is Allah, looking around us and trying to understand who is Allah. There's a beautiful narration in Tabarani where the Prophet ﷺ was passing by a Bedouin man. مَرَّ بِأَعْرَابٍ وَهُوَ يَدْعُ فِي صَلَاتِهِ. He was making dua, supplicating in his prayer. And the Prophet ﷺ waqafa. He stopped and he started to listen to this man make his supplication. Listen to what the man says. And the Prophet ﷺ approves of his supplication at the end of it. The man says, Ya man la tarahu al-uyun. Oh, the one who eyes cannot see in this world. Wa la tukhalituhu al-dhunun. Minds cannot comprehend his greatness. Wa la yasifuhu al-wasifun. People cannot praise him as he deserves to be praised. Wa la tughayyiru al-hawadith. Situations do not change Allah. Wa la yakhsha al-dawa'ir. He doesn't fear the passing and the tribulation of time. يَعْلَمُ مَثَاقِيلَ الْجِبَالِ. Allah knows the exact weight of all the mountains of the world. وَمَكَائِلَ الْبِحَارِ. He knows the exact volume of all the oceans in the world. وَعَدَدَ قَطْرِ الْأَمْطَارِ. Allah knows the exact number of drops of rain that fall from the sky. وَعَدَدَ وَرْقِ الْأَشْجَارِ. Allah knows the exact number of leaves on all the trees of the entire world. وَعَدَدَ مَا أَظْلَمَ عَلَيْهِ اللَّيْلِ وَمَا أَشْرَقَ عَلَيْهِ النَّهَارِ. Allah knows the exact detail of everything that the night hides in its darkness and the day illuminates with its light. وَلَا تُوَارِي مِنْهُ سَمَاءٌ سَمَاءً. One sky cannot shield another sky from Allah. وَلَا أَرْضٌ أَرْضًا. One ground cannot shield another ground from Allah. وَلَا جَبَلٌ مَا فِي وَعْرِي. A mountain in its deepest, darkest cave cannot hide anything from Allah. وَلَا بَحْرٌ مَا فِي قَعْرِي. And the ocean in its depths and darkness cannot hide anything from Allah. This is who Allah is. And then the man makes a supplication. He says, Allahumma ja'al khayra umri akhirahu. Oh Allah, make the best part of my life the last part of my life. Wa khayra amali khawatimahu. Make the best of my actions the last of my actions. Wa khayra ayyami yawma alqaka fi. And make the best of my days the day that I will come back and meet you, oh Allah. The Prophet ﷺ appointed a man. He says, when he finishes, you bring him to me. When he was brought to the Prophet ﷺ, the Prophet ﷺ gave him a gift and praised him. And appreciated how beautifully he spoke about Allah and how well he understood who Allah is. We look around you. You are surrounded by the miracles of Allah. By the miracle of what is the creation of Allah. He can give you whatever you need, however you need it, whenever you need it. Like he gave Zakariya a son. Finally, at the end of this supplication, at the end of this entire discourse, this entire dialogue between Zakariya and Allah, and the fulfilling of Zakariya's supplication and giving him this unbelievable, remarkable son by the name of Yahya, who the Surah Maryam goes on to tell us, Allah didn't just give him a son, Allah gave him a son who was of the وَآتِنَاهُ الْحُكْمَةِ. He was wise and knowledgeable. He gave him a son who was hananan. He was affectionate and kind and generous. وَزَكَاتًا. He was charitable and pure intentioned. وَكَانَ تَقِيًّا. And he was a son who was very pious and righteous. وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَيْهِ. And he was a son who took care of his parents. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ جَبَّارًا عَصِيًّا. And he was never pushy. He was never disobedient. Not to Allah, not to his parents, not to nobody. Allah didn't just give him a son. Allah gave him an unbelievable, remarkable son. This is how Allah fulfills supplication. This is how Allah takes care of people. Especially those people who present their needs before Allah. Who connect to Allah. Who talk to Allah. Who make dua to Allah. who turn to Allah in their moments of need and desperation, and in their moments of adversity. And finally, at the end of this, there's one little beautiful lesson I'd like to highlight. Allah says, Zakariyyah says, Rabbi ja'alli ayah. Oh Allah, in anticipation. You know when something good is about to happen, like when you're about to graduate, and you put a big calendar up on your wall, and every day you cross out a day waiting for your graduation, you anticipate it. It allows you to enjoy the coming of this blessing. So Zakariyyah says, oh Allah, I'd like to enjoy the arrival of this blessing. Please make a sign for me. Something that I can indulge in, something that I can savor, something that I can enjoy. Allah says, قَالَ آيَتُكَ أَلَّا تُكَلِّمَ النَّاسَ ثَلَاثَ لَيَالٍ سَوِيَّةٍ. Okay, the sign is you won't be able to talk to people for 3 nights. Even though nothing will be wrong with you, you will not be disabled, but you just will have lost the ability to talk to people for 3 days and 3 nights. The scholars, they point out something remarkable here. In this situation, Allah says, سَوِيَّةً. You'll be okay. Your tongue will still be there. You physically still, it's not like you had a stroke where you lost the ability to speak. No. You will perfectly be healthy. You will still have the ability to speak. You will have all the tools and the resources that a person needs in order to speak, but you'll still be incapable of speaking. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us a lesson. Sometimes the entire circumstances, everything could be right. You know what they say, the stars are all aligned. Everything is in place. You have everything that you need. All your ducks are in a line. But the result still might not show up. Because it's in the hands of Allah. Allah's reminding us that don't just turn to Allah when you don't have the resources, when you don't have the means. I'm not getting any job interviews. Oh Allah, please give me a job. But if I get a great job interview and I go there and I have a great interview and I nail the interview and they like my recommendations, then I come home and say, yeah, I got a job. Then it's not, oh Allah, please give me the job. Then it's like self-confidence, self-reliance. No. Sometimes everything can be there. Everything can be lined up, but the result will not manifest. Why? Because it's in the hands of Allah. It's not dependent on the means. It's in the hands of Allah. And sometimes in the case of Zakariyyah, in the birth of Yahya, sometimes there can be no means, no explanation, no logic, no reason to the situation, and Allah will still give you the result. Sometimes you didn't even fill out an application, you didn't even apply for a job, you didn't even send anyone your resume, your phone rings, you pick up the phone and they say, yeah, we'd like to hire you. Subhanallah, I didn't call anyone, I didn't get a recommendation, I didn't apply, I didn't do anything. Why? Where's this job coming from? Because Allah is giving it to you. And sometimes you could have the greatest hookup in the world. Your friend is the supervisor. You go in, everything's taken care of. All you gotta do, this is just a formality. What happens at the end? You didn't get the job. Because it's in the hands of Allah. So don't forget to, whether you have the means or you don't have the means, regardless of your situation, do not forget to turn to. Do not forget to talk to connect with the one who really truly controls everything. And that is Allah. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وبعد. At the end, as a conclusion, two things I'd just like to state. First of all, is this is coming directly from the Quran. And this is coming from the story of Zakariyyah alayhi salam. And so one thing that I'd like everyone to go home with, one thought to chew on, and that is, too often, even the Qur'an itself and the stories of these prophets and messengers, we turn them into a scenario, a situation of a long, long time ago, in a faraway place, there was a man. We hear them, we read them as fairy tales. Like these were not real things. These were not real people. These were not real situations. But they were. And so learn to connect that with it at that human level, what I'm talking about. This is an old man who's crying, who's staring death in the face, and who's crying his heart out and saying, oh Allah, I just want a kid, I just want a son. Of course, being a messenger of Allah, those motives are there. يَرِثُنِي وَيَرِثُ مِنْ آلِ يَعْقُوبَ. He wants the son, not just for that personal, emotional fulfillment. He wants him so that he can carry on the message. But it doesn't change the fact that it is an old man who wanted a child his entire life and is asking and begging and crying for a child. Learn to connect with that. Learn to extract practical lessons from that. That you might have a similar situation. You might have your own circumstances and situations. And just like Allah took care of Zakariyyah, Allah will take care of you. Allah will take care of me. But all I gotta do is, first and foremost, I gotta believe that He will take care of me. I gotta believe that He will take care of me. And the way I believe that, I show that that is that I really do believe that Allah will take care of me, that I turn to Him, that I ask Him, that I cry before Him. Before I go and I cry to somebody else. And that's the other thing. There's nothing wrong with seeking solace and comfort with another human being. That's another human need. That's a human need. That's okay. But the first one I should be turning to is Allah. The first one I should talk to is Allah. And then the second thing that I wanted to point out here, and this is a real lesson I'd like everyone to go home with. And that is because there's a very, very diverse group of people here. Young and old, male and female. Different levels of knowledge, different levels of spirituality. But understand one thing. Doesn't matter who you are, where you're coming from, what your circumstances are, and how impossible your situation might seem. Allah is Allah for everyone. Allah is listening to the supplication of everyone. Allah is capable of taking care of everyone. And Allah will take care of you. You just have to open up. You just have to open up. Find a quiet, private moment. And try to do it today. Try to do it as soon as possible today. Because sometimes when a lesson is new, when something you heard still makes sense, in the first few hours after you heard it, it's easier to act on it. And then when you wait a day or 2 days or 3 days, then it seems like a distant memory. Try to do it sometime today. Find a quiet, private moment. And sit down and talk to Allah. Yes, it's called dua and supplication, but I'm not calling it that. Because too often we've created that formal picture of what dua is. No, talk to Allah. Cry to Allah if you feel like crying. Scream if you feel like screaming. Do what needs to be done. Say what needs to be said. And Allah will take care of you. Allah will take care of all of us. Allahumma a'izz al-Islam wal-Muslimin. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وصلى الله تعالى على النبي الكريم قال الله تعالى إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم ودعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة